that having to be all over at the same time. We have two items. The second item, depending on our performance on the first one. The second item is more of an administrative one that deals with the minutes, if you like. We are a meeting that correlates. We have extended an invitation to the committees of mineral resources and also COCTA. Other committees are meeting today, and again, being the last day, we find ourselves confronted to the situation where we cannot afford other committees to be before us. And the matters before us belong to us as a committee on water and sanitation. The only one item that we shall have to deal with is an item that we have to postpone. Expected of it to have been dealt with was last week. But due to reasons that we all know, we couldn't take the issues forward. The matter, it deals with a report on our oversight visit that we did undertake in Northwest. Having been to Madibeng and also having been to Gauteng, we shall have to be getting a feedback to that effect on progress that we can hear the department talking about. Other municipalities couldn't make it. I see the mayor of Madibeng is here with a team. So the administrator there, understandably so, that we couldn't have some of these municipalities before us, as there was a SAGA meeting. We equally are very fortunate as this committee that one of the members of this committee was the president of SAGA, Mr. Thabo Manyoni. I would imagine he should be on his way if he's not here already. Without waste of time, we shall be getting the department to take us through the matters at hand. We also meet under the difficulties that the people and the leadership of Cuba, our friends, Mr. Basson, have lost one of their greatest, an internationalist. I'm mentioning it because in South Africa we have also been benefiting directly out of their own benevolent. As Cubans shall have dispatched some of their engineers to our country to deal specifically with water issues. It is no mistake that we have such a team. We did attempt to have them here today. Unfortunately, they would still be in mourning. Their phones in their offices were ringing endlessly. I personally attempted, I must say. And we hope to schedule in our program as the year comes. That as part of our own gratitude towards the Cubans and their efforts historically and today. At least we show part of our gratitude towards them. It is our last day at work today as a committee. As they always say, we shall have to be going out there and be resting, at the same time be working. As to how you manage that, it gets to be upon an individual to rest and work at the same time. That's what we are told. A lot of work has been done in this past year, both by our committee, robustly so, and also we've seen the department also running around in response, number one, to our own calls, and also on the other hand, in response to the calls of our own people out there. We see a number of our people on wheelbarrows carrying water. We see a number of tanks by respective municipalities and departments carrying water. We also see the department managing to do all sorts of augmentations to make sure that communities out there do receive water. The department, among its lowlights, would have been its irregular expenditure. This is a matter that is still upon you. You have a big responsibility of having to undo that irregular. Yes, you shall have heard as a highlight an unqualified audit report, but the point we've always been making as a committee of parliament is that the two cannot match together. Whilst on one hand you have unqualified a report, on the other hand you have 40% achievement on your targets, the two do not tally. So a lot is still to be done by the department. we also have agreed going forward that instead of having to receive the legislative review, if you like, your bill that talks about pulling together both water and sanitation in the third quarter of next year, am I right? You said fourth now. It's changing. Goalposts are changing. But I've got good news for you, Choki. We had agreed here in this committee that we shall be receiving that on the first quarter. Not third quarter, not fourth quarter, but first quarter of coming year. That legislative review must come before us. What we just don't understand is that it takes forever for the government department, you know, to be told that this legislation is still coming and that these processes and so on and so forth. But when you really get to scrutinize as to what is exactly happening out there, you just cannot understand. That's why we have then since agreed that that legislation must come before us in the first quarter of coming year. In other words, before end of March. Am I right? Okay, I just thought with those few remarks, if there are any, we do have a few apologies. Minister is attending cabinet. The deputy minister is only back here first week of January. Mr. Chauke is attending his other responsibility on SAPC out of committee. And also Mr. Gallo has also turned out his apology. Those are the few apologies that we did receive. It is also official that Mr. Mguni is part of this committee. He has been under pressure, whether he is part of this committee, you know, somebody else was to be brought in this committee, and he's been resisting leaving this committee. We don't know why. I did not ask him. But we can safely say now, on a letter that I received, and I showed him that indeed he is now officially part of this committee. With those few words, we shall then have to very, very briefly request the department to take us through as to who is here. If there are any other departments that are here, if you can, we can just get a hand to see, as they are going to still introduce themselves. Do we have anybody from DMR, Mineral and Resources? Yes, we did get to hear that they are not here. They've tendered an apology, but just in case, no one? So it's confirmed they are not here. Cocter? We have those two hands only? Oh, there are three. Okay. And what else is here at the department, so to speak? Okay, I'm talking about departments. Okay. So, the of course, the usual culprits are here, you know. Water and sanitation is here. in full force. The DG is here as an accounting officer. Let's get to hear also other entities and other groups the department shall introduce, or shall they themselves shall introduce themselves. DG?
Good morning, Chair, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Fiso Mkize. I'm the acting DG of the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair, committee members. My name is Zandile Mathe from Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair, committee members. My name is Justice Maluleke from Department of Water and Sanitation, Northwest Provincial Operation. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, committee members. My name is Lebohambo. Okay. My name is Lebohambo Hopa, the director responsible for water sector support in Northwest Department of Water and Sanitation. Thanks.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Petunia Ramninyewa from the Department of Water and Sanitation, responsible for PMU.
Good morning, honorable Chair, honorable members. Anil Singh, Department of Water and Sanitation.
Chair, honorable members, my name is Telemoyem, Advisor to Minister.
Morning, Chair and members. My name is Mlimandla Landamasa, spokesperson to the Minister.
Good morning, honorable Chair, honorable members. My name is Stefina Mudau from Chamber of Mines.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Kele Mohamisi, the Administrator on Water and Sanitation in Madibeng Local Municipality.
Thank you very much, Chair and the honorable members. My name is Joseph Ratloi, the MMC for Infrastructure and Technical Services in Madibeng, of course, the acting mayor. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members. My name is Lerato Sibidi, acting director in the Infrastructure and Technical Services, Madibeng Local Municipality. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. My name is Gigi Gosnell. I'm from the Department of Cooperative Governance, Office of the Director General.
Thanks, Chair. Morning, colleagues. My name is Loiso Ngoko. I'm responsible for the Local Government Improvement Program, commonly known as the Back to Basics. I'm responsible for the Northwest Province from COPTA.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Vespa Mabitsi from Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, responsible for the Municipal Infrastructure Grant in the Northwest Province. Thanks.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Togo Nokoshe. I'm the acting PLO in the Office of the Deputy Minister.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Sandile Mkhize. I'm the acting CEO, Makhali Sota.
Morning, Honourable Chair. My name is Mahlomola Mehlo, acting CEO, Makhali Sota. Thank you.
Morning, Chairperson. My name is Musutu Pekane. I'm the Chairperson of Makhali Sota.
Morning, Chair. My name is Tavila Gazi. I'm the board member of Makhali Sota.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Kim Coles. I'm from the Office of the DG Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, I'm Joy Lad, PLO in the Office of the Minister.
Morning, I'm Zoleka Moon from the Ministry of Water and Sanitation.
Okay. Oh yeah, sorry, we have you as well.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. My name is Rishoke Chumloto from the DG's office, Water and Sanitation.
With the departments and entities and agencies? We're done. Okay. let's get to hear. You do know the members. Just in case, my name is Lulu Johnson. I'm the chairperson of the committee here.
Good morning, my name is Maria Solomon. I'm the Committee Secretary to the Portfolio Committee.
Good morning, I'm Leon Basson, Member of the Committee.
Good morning, Tanya Baker, Member of the Committee.
Morning, Thabo Manyoni, Member of the Committee.
Morning, Derek Mgoni Pregasan.
Morning, my name is Thomas Makond, member of the committee.
Sanibona, Ntsakazi Qobekhulu, member of the committee.
Abshe, Nikhesana Wakavila Nko, no one was a member of the committee. Nko.
Shireen Dawood, Content Advisor for the Portfolio Committee.
Morning, my name is Tomani Manongfara. I'm a researcher for the Portfolio Committee.
Good morning. My name is Thando Ntlameza, a Kokta Ministry.
Abrams of PMG. Members, without waste of time, let's rush straight into the issues. DG, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to come as a department and do a presentation on the issues around Matibeng, Gauteng, as well as the issues of the Water Sector Forum for the Bojanala District Municipality. Chair, we're going to do a presentation with my colleagues here on my left. We're going to do it interchangeably. The first part that with regard to the pollution in Matibeng local municipality, I will invite Justice Madulega to take us through. Then immediately after that, DDG for Infrastructure, Zandile Lemati, will take us through around the headline.
Thank you, DG. Thank you, Chairperson. My role is to take you through the Madiwen pollution. The purpose is to give a report back on measures taken from the visit to present progress with the implementation of the task team action plan and to table some challenges and recommendations that we have come across in the task team. In the next slide, Chairperson, it's a map which tried to describe the area where the pollution is happening. Okay. In the map is the area that the action plan was developed for. Basically, we've got we're here with the portfolio committee on the ternary and the abattoir. And then there's some industries along this stream. And then in here, we've got the pump station. And then we've got the mall. And then we've got the school that we visited as well there. So this is the overview of the area. Next slide. On the next map, Chairperson, we have tried to number it from 1 to 9. The stream flow.
I thought you'd be able to say to us the line, the pipeline wherein this pollution would have been moving along.
Okay.
It derived from those two meat processing businesses, and then it goes. Where is the line?
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. The line runs from here, and then it goes down, and then there's a canal here, and then it passes underneath the canal, then to the line which goes along the spray, coming through here, and then to the pump station, which is here, Chairperson. So along this line, sorry. Okay. So along this line, that's where the stream is going. And along this line, that's where the main holes are. Most of them are located along this stream, Chairperson. So the numbers that we have used there is to explain the various interventions that have been made to deal with the pollutions in those particular areas. Okay. I think the next slide explains the location one. Location one is the abattoir where the normal flows goes. And then location two is an area where the main holes just upstream of the big company used to overflow, and then now it's currently dry. It's no longer overflowing because of the intervention. And then in this area, Chair, is an area where the stream has been blocked with sandbags, and there is pumping of polluted water back into the main holes for them to flow down. And then this is some of the wastewater that's remaining on the stream. That's where the trucks is also assisting with the pumping of the polluted water back into the sewer lines. This picture shows the area where the water has been pumped, and then the stream is currently dry. And then it's only the deposited materials that they are still remaining there, which need some bioremediations to be done. And then this is a wetland area where there's still some flow. And then this area, Chairperson, is an area just upstream of the pump station where also the bags have been put there because there was a problematic manhole there. When the pump station was not working, then that was the first manhole that used to overflow. So it was blocked by bags such that there's pumping back into the sewer line as well there. And then below that point, that's where the pump station is. Thanks. Okay. So as I've indicated, we have established a task team as directed by the committee. Then the task team have met on the 4th, the 17th of October, and the 11th of November. and those are the members, Chair. The purpose was to assess the extent of the pollution and identifying of the key pollution contributors. As the task team, we have visited 18 industries in that particular area. We have visited 18 industries. Some of them have issued letters, some pre-directives and some directives. And as part of the task team, there's an action plan which was drafted, and it's being implemented, Chairperson. And one of the other task team matters was to deal with the water quality, to do the test for the industries and to do the test for the stream. The water quality was done, and we've got a report attached to the report. And then we implemented the action plan, the Chairperson. I think on the previous slide that we submitted, there was plus minus four slides which detailed key activities that have been undertaken. But just to summarize, the jetting of the line to make sure that that area is clean have been done. 100 manholes have been purchased, and 74 of those 100 manholes have been replaced currently. We are left with plus minus 26, which were not replaced, precisely because that line is being studied in detail, Chairperson. And then once that is finalized, those 26 manholes will be replaced. And then the pump station has been refurbished, both electrically and mechanically, and all the screens are working. And it's also having a telematic system which reports when there are faults and also helps that pump station to function. I've zoomed in this slide, Chairperson, on the breast tannery and the breast abattoir, precisely because you were there before. In the tannery, what the committee members saw, it was a treatment system like this, which was producing a bad quality water. I want to report today, Chairperson, that based on our intervention, there is a new treatment plant that has been installed, and it was working from yesterday. They still have to send me the water quality result to confirm that they're meeting the standard that we have prescribed to them. Next slide. Basically, this is the quality that you saw when we're there, and then this is the envisaged quality that they're saying that the treatment plant is going to produce. So as I've indicated, I'm still going to wait for the result to confirm. Next slide. In terms of the abattoir, Chairperson, this is the slide that you saw when you were there, and then we visited them again on the 1st of December, precisely because we issued them with a pre-directive for them to make a representation to us. We have given them two opportunities to make representations. They were not sound based on our analysis, and when we found this, we have issued them with a directive to make sure that they comply with the standards that we have prescribed in the directive. And we have given them 14 days to do so, Chairperson. And if they don't do, then we'll have to take further steps. Okay. I think I've already mentioned on the first one. The other area where the committee went is the Crown's Bridge. When the committee was there, you'll recall in that bridge, you saw this kind of water, which was lying there, whitish in color. I went there on the 1st. This is the picture of the stream as it is currently. And I also went to Mr. and Mrs. Kruger, who are the owners of the school. I did talk to them. They said from the date of our intervention when we're there, 5 weeks today, they have not had the smell. They have not. The children are getting better. And that they are actually happy with the intervention. What they are pleading for is for this not to go back to where it was before, because if it goes, then it will be a challenge. And then I promised them, Chairperson, that we're going to. I've given them my numbers, that if there are challenges even during the holidays, then they can call us and then we'll respond immediately. Okay. These are some of the pictures. This is the pump station before the intervention, and then this is the pump station thereafter. Next slide. These are the pictures when the jetting and the cleaning of the the line was being done. Next slide. This is some of the manholes that have been cleaned. You can see that now the effluent is flowing clearly in there. Okay. Those are the dry sediments, as I've indicated, that needs to be cleaned or bioremediated. Next slide. On the challenges, Chairperson, I think you can disregard this statement. Madiveni has funded the Madiveni funded the refurbishments of the pump station. What remains the challenge, Chairperson, is the rehabilitation of the stream, and also the preliminary studies that we have for the outfall sewer line. It might need to be moved away from the stream to be on the other side, because most of the manholes are on the stream line. So it's estimated that to do that work, it will, might need plus minus 9 million. And the other challenge, when you instructed us, Chairperson, you instructed us to deal with this matter with the Brest Industrial Association. On our first meeting, they promised that they will come to the party and see how they can assist in cleaning the stream. But when they finally gave us a letter, they said they will only assist with the technical expertise and the machinery when they are available. We have engaged with them on that matter. We'll still engage as part of the task team. They put a condition that the municipality must ensure the functioning of the water infrastructure and not have council approved water services development plan and the IDP. Next slide, please. Okay. So in our recommendation, Chairperson was saying the municipality to finalize the short and medium term work that is being done and to ensure the full functioning of the current infrastructure that is there. They're currently having the draft water services development plan, which is at public participation stage, and that will have to be finalized and approved by council. And also the operation and maintenance plans for those lines for the pump station, they will also need to finalize that. And they will also need to appoint the required personnel for operation and maintenance, and also the enforcement of the bylaws. Because one of the main challenges in there is because they were not having the bylaws before, and they were not having enough human capacity to do regular inspections of the industry. That we have agreed that it will be done before end of March next year. In terms of the funding, we're saying that they want to seek funding for the work required. They can approach the BIA and other funding institutions. And we're saying the work is not complete, Chairperson. The work of the task team will continue, mainly to monitor progress and to make sure that all the other matters are attended to. I thank you.
You fine, Kishi?
I don't need this. Thank you, Chair. I'm going to present our interventions on the Swartdrakens Dam, which is the Gauteng area. As the committee went to Gauteng and it did identify the fact that there was not enough water from the source, which is Swartdrakens Dam, the department then issued a directive to Magalis for the Magalis to look at exploring possibilities of getting a source of water from the nearest area. The challenges that were identified on the ground before we even intervened was that there were insufficient financial support from National Treasury. That is referred to the department to Section 2060, where we're trying to get funding to put that funding under the DORA, the Division of Revenue Act under Section 20.6.D. Lack of counterfunding from the municipality. Municipality, as it has been understood, that from their side also they don't have any funds that could then be redirected into the challenge that they are facing right now. Lack of water conservation and demand management plans. We have also identified the issue around poor O&M, as well as old water and sanitation infrastructure. In fact, we also realize that at the moment there's not even adequate funds to do proper O&M in the municipalities. And then the recommendation was that for to utilize the MIC funding as a bridging finance to implement emergency water supply project. This is going to be discussed with our MIC colleagues. We are, engaging with the chief director for MIC, who is then assisting us to make sure that the matter is being attended to. And we are also looking at implementing bylaws and water master plans. Also running parallel with this is the finalization of the Planningsburg Phase 3, which will relieve water backlog in Moses Kotane, Rustenburg and Kehling River local municipality. We'll then look at also a strategy that will that will be focusing on reuse and recycling of effluent from the area. A full feasibility has been done for a short and a medium term solution. The following alternatives were identified. One, the first one was to redirect water from Lindisport Dam, which is raw water, or increasing the storage for the Sarrachens Dam to increase the safe yield, importing water from the Dolomite area some 40 kilometers to the south of town, reusing treated effluent, removing the sediment from the dam and other dams, e.g. the Bosport, Falkop, Olifants Neck. We also, the Grootmarigo was also one of the dams that we explored. I think it's not here. Can we move to the next one? I think I'm done here. But the solution that we have all agreed upon is the one of importing water, either from a dam that is full, that can absorb the pressure, or from the dolomitic areas of the area. We have agreed there is a project plan that is being developed by the teams. The biggest challenge, as we have mentioned, Chair, is funds. Currently, there are no funds just to cover the current project that we are having. And this is as a result of many interventions that we had to be drawn into during the era where the country was experiencing drought. This is one of those cases. But I think we would like to, as a department, to indicate to the committee that we are very committed. It's one of those projects that are on our table on a regular basis. We are engaging, exploring avenues where we can get funds. We have approached National Treasury, as I said, under 2060. That was rejected. We have been advised that we need to approach the Disaster Relief Fund. We are also looking at MIG, if possible, with the current reallocations that we are busy with, if they are having any possible savings, that can also be redirected to that. Those are the areas that we are exploring, Chair, and we are hoping that at least in 2 weeks' time, we will have a direction as to where exactly is the money going to come from. But the technical teams are ready. It's only the money that is delaying everything. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. The third rail solution from the portfolio committee visit in the province was to establish the Bojanala Water Forum. That would foster partnership between mines and municipalities that falls under the Bojanala District Municipality. I must confirm today, Chair, that the forum was established. And two meetings were held already. The purpose was basically to encourage and to foster partnership between the mining houses and the five local municipalities within the Bojanala District area of jurisdiction. The Bojanala Platinum, as we all know, is a Category B municipality in the province and falls within the Platinum Belt. It is located in the northeastern corner of the province, and it falls under the proto CMA, as called the Limpopo Northwest proto CMA. It has a population of 1.4 million with 409 households. In terms of the lack of access to basic water services, in fact, basic water, we still have 36,687 households with lack of access to basic services. The action plan from the committee was basically to establish the forum. As I alluded to earlier, the forum was established, a meeting was held on the 21st of October and 28 November respectively. The terms of reference have also been drafted to guide the operations of this forum. And in terms of identifying water and sanitation needs, municipalities have compiled their water services needs and they have actually presented them to the forum. And it's more around also to bring on board the Chamber of Mines has also facilitated a process wherein we'll then begin to prioritize those needs. There was a strong feeling that the needs are too broad. We need to look at the quick wins. There are also subsequent meetings that are planned early January to look at those quick wins, because the other issue was not only to look at the financials, but also to look at the non-financials. I think there is strong commitment from the mines to support technically, so especially in municipalities where there is lack of capacity. In terms of the one of the issue was to from the Chamber of Mines was to ensure that we also mobilize DMR to come to the party so that we can begin to review the social labor plans of the mines, as the social labor plans is highly regulated by DMR. So there was a feeling that we need to bring them on board. There's a meeting planned for this Friday to look at that issue, which I suppose DMR has also committed in assisting along those lines. In terms of recommendations, Chair, we need to develop in areas where we have identified as quick wins. We have also mobilized our legal unit to assist us to craft the memorandum of understanding between the mines and local municipalities in those areas. We will also develop the service level agreement for specific projects, and also we'll look at also establishing the project steering committees that would also coordinate implementation of those activities within those local municipalities. And the social labor plans would also be reviewed. There's already a commitment from the DMR to support us in that area. And also we will also, in terms of the quick wins, we'll look at the short, medium, and long-term plans. And the project steering committee would obviously monitor that. The working committees will also be identified, those that would be looking at technical issues and also social issues, and also those that will be looking at the financial, especially around the implementation model. I think that's in a nutshell, Chair, what we prepared. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Ida, TG. I just saw a submission by COCTA. It's very broad, I must say. It does attempt to get into the specifics insofar as the Northwest municipalities are concerned, especially the areas that we are dealing with. What I would propose we do, did we all receive those copies, the submissions from COCTA? Yeah. What I would propose we do, as we respond with our comments and questions, you can come in and zoom into any specific area, and then take the rest of the document for our own read, if you like, instead of allowing them to take us through you know, what is MIG and how many, you know, how much money has been spent in this or that province. Of course, they do go into some specifics insofar as some of the districts and other municipalities, I must say. But as I say, in the interest of us being able to focus on the areas that we want to deal with, let's have this as part of that background read. If that is fine with other members, we're fine with that. We want to focus on the areas that we want to deal with. We have been to Northwest, we have been specifically to Madibeng, not once, not twice, not thrice, I must say, probably four times we have been to Madibeng. We have been to Gauteng once, we have met with the Chamber of Mines, we have been to the businesses concerned, both the tannery and also the abattoir. Now that's where we really want to focus our minds into. If any questions, comments, I you know, where credit is due, it must be given. You know, listening to the presentation here, mentioning being made about the tannery that is turning the corner with the treatment plant that we were spoken to, and of course also the school, that disabled school for the young ones, and the type of water that you have there, all the remarks being made by the staff at the school there. You know, unless you are to be told, what we hear is that the National Treasury declines, and it ends there, and you've got to go somewhere else. Is this how it works? You know, we are here dealing with lives of human beings that are threatened. When there is no water, you have such challenges that you are dealing with directly. They are not imagined issues. These are issues that are real. You know, we just had here a World Soccer Tournament. Within no time, it was very easy to get money like that. And there was no life of anybody that was under threat. But here you have a National Treasury simply telling another department there is no money, and it ends there. And then we've got to go elsewhere and source money, like you are doing and having explained, Ms. Martin. That part I just cannot understand. But I can assure every one of us here that, you know, when other things that are not life-threatening are to be motivated upon, money comes running. I have to be schooled on some of these things. I could be belonging to an old school. Anyway, members, those are some of the issues. I saw your hand, Mrs. Persona, almost, you know. Mr. Persona. Mr.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would like to congratulate the team as well as Madibeng. It's quite true that the Sprite, the current Sprite, there's no smell in the current Sprite anymore. And I would like to congratulate them for fixing this in a very short time. But there is some concern, and I just need to get explanation maybe from the Raad concerning this. Now we've got this sewer in the pipes to our wastewater treatment plant. Now we've got the smell at the taxi rank, the one at the old mall, and then at the plant itself. What are we going to do about that, and how are you going to address the situation that we get the smell at the plant at the moment? I understand that maybe it will take time for the plant to react to what's coming in, but if we can get an explanation on that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate your the department's work. I think it's just a pity that we have to go back so many times in order to get these things done. And my concern is what's happening in the rest of the country to the places we haven't visited, where life is under threat. And Swartruggens, I still want to understand why it's taken us so long to actually do something in that area. As it's indicated in this report, from the time of approval of funds, it'll take 4 months. It's taken 4 years, and we still don't have the water there. That is from 2020, actually it's longer than 4 years. It was from 2012, yeah, till today. That's a long time. And still nothing has happened. Well, it's starting to happen. We cannot allow that to happen. Apart from Swartruggens, I just want to ask the DG perhaps, is there an action plan in the department to deal with the increased siltation levels in dams, not just Swartruggens, in other dams as well? A case in point is Hazelmere Dam, which has already lost 25% of its storage capacity because of siltation levels. How are we dealing with the managing increased siltation levels and decreased storage capacity in other dams nationally? Because that's going to be a big problem for us going forward. And it's actually, I'm sure I had submitted a written question a while back to ask if there was a plan when Hazelmere Dam's levels were still low. Was there a plan of action to clear some of that siltation in anticipation of the rains that was coming? And I don't think that was done. But if you could just try and tell me if there is a plan with the other dams, are we monitoring those siltation levels and what are we doing about it? Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Mguna.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Morning, ladies and gentlemen and colleagues. No, we must commend where the department is doing very well. You know, on our visit, DG, to the place in question, we were not happy at all. But the way we are reporting now, you see, I'm moved. That Milky River, you see, Milky River, very smelly. You see, I couldn't afford to wait almost some couple of minutes there. You see, I am seeing progress now, indeed. And also, you see, on that other toaster, where I have the problem on the issue of blood, you see, we had a very, very challenge. If we can push, you see, that we also pushed each person to get into where they are slaughtering those cows. Well, they did not want to, we got in, we were not, it was very nasty. Please, if that can be pushed. We commend the work done, and we will request that you keep on pushing on the other issues that have not been achieved so far. In one of the annexures that were sent to us, there's an indication that, you know, the mines do want to assist us in solving some of the challenges there. But there was this concern that they indicated, one, that they need their SLA to be reviewed, and then in line with what the MR requirements, and also, they also need that this issue, the progress on water, must also be included in the IDP. That you have got this committee, did you discuss the time frames or issues of inclusion on the IDP? By the municipalities, so that municipalities can come in. And on the issue of the reviewal of this SLA, did the mine indicate how, when, who will be doing those reviews, so that they can pump their energy on water issues? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Makondo?
Thanks, Chair. Let me join the other members in congratulating the department for a good work done, especially with Madibe. However, others will say you can't congratulate for a fish to swim, because a fish must swim. But however, Chair, let's congratulate them. But also, we want to advise to the forum that has been established, the Water Forum. We want to say to them, continue to sit. Don't sit because we said you must sit. Continue to sit. You share experiences and challenges, assist one another in dealing with those challenges. Even if this problem is resolved, continue to sit to make sure that you improve in some of the issues that you are doing. I think that will be able to assist, Chair. But however, we are congratulating the department. Continue to do the good work that you are doing in making sure that you help our people who are suffering out there. Thanks, Chair.
So far, those are the few that have arisen. Any responses, DG and Uche?
Thanks, Chair. There is, I must admit that I think as a country we have not been very strong on managing siltation and dams, but the department last year took a decision that let's develop a strategy, let's look at what other countries are doing in terms of dealing with the problem. We then commissioned CSIR to do a research and come back with the proposals on how do we then move in terms of integrated siltation strategy. In terms of adopting a strategy that is preventing siltation as part of our O&M in our dams. That document is soon to be released by CSIR. I was just checking the date, but we were planning that by next financial year, we begin to integrate it into our O&M strategy.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think on the issue of Madibeen, the wastewater treatment plant and the smell on the other side, I think Madiwen is here to respond on that, but that issue was also flagged in the task team, and it was also flagged when we discussed in the forum with the mines, and the fact that it needs to be in the IDP. So they are working on that, Chairperson. I think it's work in progress, but on the current smell and the wastewater treatment works, I think Madiwen is better placed to respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable Person, the pump station that you are referring to is supposed to discharge into the Brits wastewater treatment works. But I want to bring to your attention that because of the topography, we have about 14 pump stations within Brits that discharge into the Brits wastewater treatment plant. And the challenge that we're having is currently it's cable theft. We are exploring other options to use aluminium rather than, you know, normal copper cables, you know, so that we are able to collect the sewer into the breast treatment works. However, we are also exploring into looking at the technology. The current design at the breast wastewater treatment is actually a challenge, but we have MISA that is supporting us, and they've done an assessment. We once met with the department. We visited all the plants in Madibe, and their advice was rather than to ask for additional funding, you know, to do the refurbishment, let's rather look at other option of using a different technology. So we are still busy keeping that. But, you know, the main challenge that was causing the smell was the fat deposits that are coming into the plant.
and the blood that has been discharged from the main culprits, which was the ternary and the abattoir. But we are hoping that in future, with the good results that we've just presented, we'll be able to cap the challenge. Thank you.
Chair, in terms of the social labor plans, one of the requirements is that the projects identified within those social labor plans should also be incorporated in the IDP of the municipalities. I think currently we are busy with that. Municipalities are busy with that process to ensure that all the projects which have been identified are also incorporated in those IDPs so that they can then begin to comply. My colleague from the Chamber of Mines is also here. I think she can talk to the letter that was submitted, because Mines also had their own consultative meeting, wherein in that meeting they have discussed they interrogated the needs of the municipalities, and they came out with some plan of action in terms of going forward, how they would then support those municipalities. We have also subsequent meetings early in January, wherein in those meetings we will then begin to finalize. We'll finalize all the action plan and in fact prioritize all the projects that will be implemented. And from there, it would then be followed by the memorandum of understanding. In terms of sustaining the water forum, I think like in other districts, we would continue to sustain the water forum, because it's the only way that we can bring all sectors together to integrate our support to municipalities. I thank you, Chair.
Sorry, I missed to answer on the issue of the abattoir. As I've indicated, we have issued the abattoir with a directive for them to come up with urgent measures to deal with their effluent. We have given them 14 working days to respond to that. And then if they don't respond, then we will consider further actions. I think that's what we're doing currently. Thank you.
Member of Mines?
Thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I think we kind of aligned with the report that was provided by the Department of Water and Sanitation. And I think from our side, our involvement, we see it in twofold. One, the process that was identified by the department to kind of highlight or agree on the low-hanging fruits or the quick wins. Those are the things that can be implemented like promptly, without necessarily going through the formal budget approval processes. And the broad areas that we're looking at are around that particular process is the issues around capacity building, your skills transfer, the measures that can be implemented to deal with leaks, implementation of water conservation and water demand management measures, and so on. And the second process is around the big spend projects, which in essence should be therefore be contained in the municipal IDPs and be adopted in the mines, social and labor programs. Hence, we've kind of highlighted to the department the importance of getting the DMR on board in the process so that we can relook at the mines' individual SLPs and see in areas where there's water and sanitation related intervention to ensure that those particular projects are incorporated in the mines SLPs. In terms of the process to identify the quick wins and also the big spend project, as the department has already highlighted, we have planned meetings, I think beginning of February next year, to go through a thorough technical process to identify the projects that can be implemented without any hassle, but that would yield some big impacts or positive results in dealing with the challenges identified in the areas in question. Thank you.
Any additions from any other bodies? Makhalis, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to just give feedback on the current work that is being done by Makhalis Water at the Swartbekkens Dam. We have, after the portfolio committee visit, we took a decision that although there is no formal appointment that has been given to Makhalis Water or funding made available, but we mobilized plant and equipment and our employees to go and start the desiltation process of the Swartbekkens Dam so that we can increase the storage capacity. We then, through the chairperson of the board, written to the department, informing the department that we have taken a decision to start with the process, but we'll appreciate if we can be given a formal appointment and also if there could be a budget allocation so that we are able to reimburse the organization of the funds that they are using or incurring to remedy the situation at Swartbekkens Dam. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. Now, I wanted to indicate that as much as the situation is improving, we are not there yet where we want to be. In fact, the bigger challenge starts now to maintain what is there and do further work, because there's still other work that we still need to do. Secondly, after the Treasurer's non-approval, we are still engaging them. Even this afternoon, I'm meeting the team from National Treasury to try to find a solution in terms of the funding that is needed. And lastly, Chair, the issue of the appointment of Makhalis, I'm going to look into that one. But as far as I know, I thought that was done some time back. But I will make sure that they get appointed properly if that has not been done. But I know in my office it went through in terms of appointing them as an implementing agent. I will just look at the directive in terms of whether they did receive it or not.
Why is National Treasury declining? Simple question.
In their response, Chair, mainly is the non-availability of funds. There's nothing to allocate. Hence, they referred us to other, like a disaster. Disaster Relief Fund to try to knock there, but we won't stop, Chair. In the meantime, we will try to source funding within, but we'll keep on engaging them until we get the positive response.
Okay, members, are we still there? I like the transparency. You know, when you were to get all these documents and annexures, it even goes extremes of even getting your minutes and attendance of those that were in those meetings. the department is involved in a program called War on Leaks. When I listen to the Chamber of Mines, I don't see much distance between that program and what they want to do. These are the kinds of partnerships you really would want to see happening on the ground. That's what they are saying. They say department is currently training some of those artisans. They say they have the capacity to train some of those that get to be at work yesterday. Chamber of Mines is saying they are keen on, and this is what they also said even in the previous session we had with them, they are keen on looking into maintenance of our infrastructure, assist the municipalities. So that's what they are saying. Am I right, madam? And they use the word quick wins. And they say also, without having to go through any bureaucratic processes, they are ready yesterday. Of course, there is no money that must go to any municipality. I think that point is made very clear. Otherwise, God knows what will happen with that money. They simply want to strategically engage with municipalities. Municipalities must be able to come up front and be able to say, here are areas of maintenance that we want attended to. And that's where Chamber of Mines wants to come in. If municipalities can be assisted, whether with all the challenges that the municipalities have insofar as capacity is concerned, perhaps the department or the implementing agent might just have to, in that forum, I think those are the details we might wish to deal with. We don't want to deal with such details here in this meeting. But Chamber of Mines is saying yesterday they are ready. Yesterday, they don't want to be subjected to... They are a business outfit. You are a government entity. You are going to be engaged in all these rigorous processes, you know, that are bureaucratic in nature. There, they say, just bring us people for capacity building. There, they say, just tell us where to go. We'll go and fix. That's what they are saying. Remember, municipalities are expected to spend 10% of their budget on maintenance. And until now, you are not doing that, a number of those municipalities. If COCTA has anything to say?
Thanks, Chairperson. I think from COCTA's side, we are working very closely together with DWS in terms of ensuring that we understand what are the needs in each and every space through the PMO that is currently facilitated and coordinated through MISA.
The PMO being?
The Project Management Office. There is a process that we are running. Remember, as government, we have, you know, already committed ourselves in terms of the medium-term, you know, strategic framework to say by 2019, there should be 90% access to reliable water services throughout the country. So there is a process that we are running as COCTA together with MISA and DWS in terms of identifying. Remember that Bujanala district is within the 27 priority district municipalities. So to understand what are the backlogs and also to define the pipeline of projects that needs to be done within that particular space. So there is work that has been done, you know, together with the department. But also we need to find a way of ensuring that we strengthen the plans of these particular municipalities. Because currently, as it is, you know, municipalities do not have proper plans in terms of, you know, water and sanitation. So this is particular work that we need to look into and focus, you know, on as the two departments in terms of making sure that the municipalities have proper, you know, water and sanitation plans. But also, through the MIC, we prioritize, you know, we assist them to prioritize water and sanitation, because when we look at the projects that are implemented by the municipalities throughout the Bujanala region, there is a reliance, you know, towards doing other sectors as opposed to water and sanitation. So there is particular work that we need to do as COCTA and DWS in terms of ensuring that the prioritization takes into consideration water and sanitation, but also the issues around refurbishment of existing infrastructure, because we know most of the infrastructure that is there has aged. So we need to also, you know, find ways of influencing municipalities to have projects that are addressing, you know, the dilapidated infrastructure that is existing within those municipalities. So those are some of the things that we are doing, you know, jointly with the department. Just to mention a few things, Chair.
Any further questions or comments? Should I take it that we are now done, Mr. Mguni?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I want to ask from COCTA.
You know, sometimes there's these funds that are directed to municipalities, and you find that they are not used for the right purpose, for water. Let me be specific in this case, for water. And then, do you have any system, any measure that can enable the department to track whether the funds that are for water are used accordingly, and if not, necessary steps, and also the portfolio committee is led aware of? Thank you very much.
Mrs. Baker?
Just to add on to what Honorable Nguni is saying, you know, in Mpumalanga, in Lekwa municipality, there are 500 houses which are standing empty because they don't have electricity and there's no water and sanitation. They've been standing empty for months and there's no plan to get people into those houses. 500 houses. How is Cocteau? How do they? I'm trying to understand how the working relationship is, where you've got a water demand, because we have water demand models for every area, well, throughout the country. When you have increased human settlement, there's obviously an increase in demand of water. How closely do the departments work in planning before you end up with a situation like in Lekwa, where you've got houses that can't get serviced? Because I've seen many, many RDP houses in so many provinces where they've got pipes sticking out of the wall that's not connected. There's no internal reticulation. How closely do we work? I understand that as DWS, we deal with the bulk infrastructure, not the internal reticulation, but surely there's got to be, if there's no bulk, there can't be internal reticulation. So how closely do we work to ensure that we don't end up with liquids all over the country?
Cocteau, you seem to be put on the spot now. My simple question, having been listening to Cocteau, getting back, I can't even remember the time or the year. Is it last year? We're in at Bashwood or somewhere, Eguruleni. Back to Basics program has been talking about 27 hotspot districts. There have been 27 since. They don't go down. The number doesn't diminish. I would have been very keen to get to hear. But of course, it may be a very broad or open-ended question or debate. But I'm very keen on those 27. I guess that's the point you're raising also. If you are able, in a very short space of time, are we making any progress on those 27 districts?
Thanks, Chair. In terms of the question that was asked by Honorable Mugundi, when it comes to the MIC has a formula that allocates funds to municipalities. You know, in terms of the allocation that are given to municipalities, it's per the formula. In terms of the formula, there is a big component to the formula which allocates 75% of the total allocation to water, sanitation, and roads. And out of that 75%, then, you know, what happens is that, you know, there is a component that goes to water, that is 72%, and 23% goes towards roads, and the other percentage goes to public facilities and, you know, your economic development, you know, issues. So what we are doing is that as Cocteau, every year we have what we call the planning session that happens somewhere around October, November, where we call all the municipalities district by district, you know, countrywide, and we involve all the sector departments, you know, that are you know, actually influencing and assisting or supporting municipalities around infrastructure development and service delivery issues. So we sit in those particular, you know, structures to engage municipalities to see to what extent have they allocated their funds towards, you know, the different components that are within the MIG formula in terms of the big component, particularly around water, sanitation, roads, and other issues. So what we are seeing, you know, is that sometimes, you know, there is that particular issue around municipalities allocating much more of their allocation towards roads. You know, is particularly if, you know, it's a water service authority that also has roads, you know, function within it. Like, you know, let's take, for example, the municipalities within Bojanala are local municipalities which have a lot of other functions except, you know, also including water and sanitation. So there is that particular issue of them allocating much more of their, you know, of their allocation towards, you know, water and sanitation. And we are able to track, you know, through the percentage allocation that, you know, this money has not gone for water. It has actually gone for roads or other amenities that they want to develop, you know, through their plans. So we are able to see that particular component. And what we do, like the past 2 weeks, what we have done as COCTA, we sat down with all the municipalities under Bojanala that are water service authorities. And we've indicated to them that we see that the picture is towards, you know, the way the picture looks, is skewed towards roads and other facilities as opposed to water and sanitation. And we've made it a determinant that, you know, next year in terms of 2017-18, we want to see a different, you know, picture in terms of, you know, the allocation to, you know, the different sectors, that we want to see them focusing more on water and sanitation, particularly because of the fact that we know that there are still challenges around water and sanitation within those local municipalities. So we have made a determination that if come next year, 2017, if we don't see the picture looking good in terms of much more of their, you know, resources allocated towards water and sanitation, we will then request Treasury not to transfer any funds to them until the picture is changed within those municipalities. So that we have, you know, done. The only thing that we need to do is to follow that with a formal communique to the municipality to say, in terms of your MIG, we want to see much more emphasis on water and sanitation.
Welcome, Mam Kaula. We did get your apology that you'll be running late. Mrs. Martin.
Thanks very much, Chair. I think COCTA has explained the process, but the reality is, Mrs. Baker has identified, it's not happening on the ground. And part of it has been the fact that we've been planning in silos as sector departments and COCTA, and we must admit that. As a result, we actually have a number of backlogs. What is good about it is that we have identified them. We have begun a process where we are saying, at least go down, let's meet, because we want to look at the whole water value chain as one network without imposing any other legal conditions that are emanating from the pieces of legislation, but to say in reality what should be happening on the ground. We've got quite a number of areas where sometimes there's reticulation, there's no bulk. In others, there's bulk, there's no reticulation. Hence, we are saying next financial year is a year of consolidating, and we don't see any space available to accept any new project because we want to clean that backlog. There is a backlog. We have identified those municipalities that are having that backlog. We had a meeting with COCTA, and we called those municipalities, and we agreed that let's eradicate those backlogs where there is a gap in the value chain. But moving forward, I think also the current leadership, COCTA and DWA, we're working very close together. And I'm hoping that what we are trying to build now will go a long way in trying to address that these things don't happen again. As we've said, on a quarterly basis, together in one room, COCTA and ourselves will meet and meet municipalities and just talk infrastructure. Thanks.
And DWA being?
I'm Old school.
Okay. Old Spanish.
Just have to remind each other from time to time. Members, that should be it. If there are no further questions, the issues are very straightforward, except for the Artis Dam. This is also one of the other areas that we impressed upon on a need for the department to really begin. It assists the department. In fact, it actually assists more Madibeng and the outlying areas. You treat your water out of the dam the twice in your budget, which effectively, you know, it's up on your... You can imagine if there was to be such an investment in treating of that dam. Of course, the issues there, they've got more to do with the source where the problem is. If that dam was to be treated... the budget that you shall have been spending double, you know, it gets released for other social services. That would be the route you might wish to take after attention being given to the Artis Dam. Mr. Person?
Whilst you've opened the Artis Poort, I just want to ask, I'm not 100% sure, but I just want to be corrected if I'm wrong. Do you have budgeted 45 million for cleaning up or starting to clean up the dam in this financial year still, or is that just a rumor? If it goes this way, there's nothing. Or can we then say, can we just then get an idea what is the plan? Because on a previous written reply to a question on Artis, it was indicated that they're going to go out on tender and they're going to get people to submit ways of cleaning the dam, and then people will be appointed on a trial period, and then they will take a decision on which is the best route to go, and then appoint someone for Artis. Can we maybe just get a progress if it's possible? I know it's not a question that, but whilst you've mentioned it, it is important for downstream. It's not just affecting Artis, it affects everybody downstream, right, to that water will be pumped to Lepalale in future as well. So somewhere along the line, you know, we've got to treat that water.
You know, again, if your chamber of, and I'm aware, you know, they say they give you a hand and then you go and demand the whole arm. If Chamber of Mines and the mining houses in the area, I'm sure these are the kinds of programs they would be so keen on. Am I right or wrong, madam? I mean, we have a dam here that is of interest to a number of the people living in the area, including, you know, the mining, I would imagine, executives, you know. They have a very keen interest in getting to see that dam clean. So they will go out of their way to really make sure that they come into the picture and begin to say, you know, what can they do in cleaning that dam? If the issues have anything to do and everything to do with wastewater treatment plants, I'm sure these are the kinds of things. I mean, at one point where we were at Rietfontein, one of those treatment plants, one was working, functional, and the other one was decommissioned because of its date. I would imagine these are the kinds of things, you know, partners like mining houses would seriously take a keen interest in, only if they are approached, only if they are brought on board, only if, you know, there is no cash taken out of them, instead of having to just intervene in the area, get to appoint some service provider to make sure that that plant is up to scratch, is up and running.
so that that waste does not spill into the river crocodile, feeding into the dam itself, so that you shall be having enough capacity out of those two plants. I'm making an example about Rietfontein. Any comments?
We should also realize that Hartbeespoort for many years has been a tourist attraction for the area in Northwest. But that's declining because the quality of the water. So you'll get less boats on the dam, and that harms the economy of Maribeng as well as Northwest. So, you know, it's not just the water, it's also the tourism that we lose in the area and the investment in the area. People from Gauteng comes to buy themselves houses there in that area, but with the quality of that water, they go somewhere else. And you know, that it's a knock-on effect on other industries as well, and it harms the income of the municipality as well.
Comments?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'll want to respond from the source point of view, and then the DGC probably will assist on the artist program. When you look at the setup at the Arte Baseball Dam, we are receiving plus minus 675 megaliters of wastewater that is going to the dam, coming from Ekuruleni, from City of Tshwane, from City of Johannesburg, and from Mogale City. Recently, we had some challenges from Tshwane, from Ekuruleni, and from City of Johannesburg. And from a regulatory point of view, we have intervened in Tshwane. Basically, the problem in Tshwane on the Sutherland Wastewater Treatment Works, it was mainly due to cable theft, which affected the operation of the plant. That has been restored, and the plant is currently working properly. There were minor operation and maintenance issues that they couldn't get to. They are working on that. I'm still waiting for their full action plan to that regard, but in discussion, they are working on that. In Ekuruleni, the Olifantsfontein Wastewater Treatment Works had a problem as well. Their primary settling tanks were silted up, and they couldn't function appropriately. We also intervened by giving them a directive, and then they are currently cleaning those two primary settling tanks, and there's an improvement on the system. On Johannesburg water site, there were two major incidences. One happened in Luko prison, where there were two main outfall sewer lines. The one coming from Bruma Lake, Alexander, and other areas, and the other one coming from Midrand. They meet in the center of Luko prison. So there were some silt debris and whatever, silting these very big pipes. So the normal cleaning of those pipes were not practical. They had to damage one of the pipes, create a containment dam, pump over in areas where the pipe was flowing properly. That work is still currently on progress, but they've managed to contain that major spillage that was happening. In the northern works part, the plant is designed for 435 megaliters per day. What happened when it rains, they had two dams, the first dam and the second dam. So the first dam was silted up. It couldn't contain most of the stormwater. So from last year, they were sort of desilting that dam and redesigning it. They had a project to finalize end of this year, but there were some delays. So what happened when it rains, the current dam cannot contain what is coming as stormwater or what cannot be treated, then it overflows. So it happened last year, it happened around November, December, and then it was contained for the whole year up until our first rain this year.
So we have engaged both the city of Johannesburg and Johannesburg Water, and they've promised to fast track that progress. They promised us to finish the construction of the dam by end of February next year, and then they're working on some electromechanical works on the works. The major ones was the screens. The screens, when the debris and all the stones and all the other things that are not required there, they clog the screens and then they damage them. But currently they've refurbished all the 6 screens that they're having there. So it's work on progress. We are monitoring also in that effect. And that ultimately, it gets into the dam. There were issues of pollution, issues of most probably might even water supply being affected. We did some tests on the water, on the water resource, which is the raw water, and we did some retests on the water that is being pumped and treated. We couldn't pick up anything so far, and we could continue to monitor, which is a problem. But on the pollution side, the pollution was abnormal, if I have to put it. It affected mostly the Crocodile River, which gets into the dam from the two areas, but not the whole dam as it was projected in some medias and whatsoever. Yes. So that I'll hand over to DDG for the remediation projects, because I don't have details on that one. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks for the question. The remediation project is under the procurement phase. We invited proposals for a technical solution that was different from what was being applied in the Hartie-Zametsi project, which came to an end. And we are currently looking at the most appropriate solution. The Water Research Commission gave us a report of the called an external review, and the recommendation was to look at a eutrophication solution. So currently we thought it prudent that we should actually look at these possible service providers to do a kind of pilot study of a smaller site and see whether that worked. And if it worked, and then we could look at extending it to Hartie. But we will give a full progress report to the committee once we are closer to the completion of the procurement process. Thank you.
Who hasn't paid for his sins or her sins for having been here? All the way from wherever you came from. It's that time for you to pay for your sins. I did hear him, and Mahalis has also spoken, Cocta has spoken, Chamber of Mines has been on the pen. I want to take it that I guess that's what happens when people do a great job. Very few questions arise. Let's congratulate you, Department, once again. We fight with you because we want you to do good. And when we do good, you can all hear that these members are not mincing their words in saying you are doing a great job. When you don't do a great job, you hear these members, you see these members in action robustly. It's work in progress, that's all what we can say. It's a work in the good direction. Mr. Basson lives in the area. We heard the comments from the school there. The Chamber of Mines is here. We heard what Mahalis has said about Gatleng and the dam in the area there. So it all points to one direction, that is the direction that is trending in the good areas of work. Mrs. Baker being the last one before we close.
Thank you, Chair.
On this subject matter.
Can I make a formal request that you take this good work to Mpumalanga, please, and that you prioritize Getsebande and district and Kangala district in the TS oversight program for next year? Because what we've seen in Madibeng is mirrored in Mpumalanga as well. And it's been years, especially Liqua that I spoke about. And nothing's happening. We need to really prioritize those districts, please, Chair.
Okay. Some cola? Couldn't miss on this one.
No, Nambeng's old swag, it's Nambeng got to his new scat, getting a glaze in the Kalangas, Newcastle, Naglaze in the Kalangas tank. Kanchalo Nasiti win Yabong. It's what cop and Elunga calls for you, Ibusung at Wednesday, Mina Leand. And go kismos as Funan Tabas Shotangamans. Hambani New Sebenza. Ngoba ngeke nodlu Khisimusi abantu bethu phansi bengawudlile. Siyolwa ngayo yonke into. Uyazi usihlaka akalali siyamfonela. Ngoba awukwazi ukuthi uma uvume ukuthi osebenzela abantu uthi khona isikhathi lapho uzothi isebusuku semini uKhisimusi ngiyabonga.
Okay, the issues are very straightforward. But cost. That's all what the members are saying. As you go out, this is your part course. We have our own minutes if we are having still the energies. Did you distribute the minutes, Martin? I can see the body language. The body language says it's that time. Members, that being our last engagement for the day and also for the year, I wish you all the best as again you rest and also work. You are going back to your families, you are going back to your constituents' offices. As you do move around, people are certainly, because they know you to be, and this is generally how it works. You are part of government. So that's what people out there in communities do know. Whether you are in parliament or in government is none of their business. They want changes in their lives. You are part of government. Resolve our problems. So that's what we mean when we say we go and rest and at the same time we go and work. Without making it long, the meeting is adjourned and have the best of